Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Love me, love forever. Oh my gosh, I love my song. Hey, sun is going up or down, not yet. We have a beautiful weather in Los Angeles. And here, Accent On with Ilona Europa, every Monday from 6 till 7 p.m. Pacific time. In the studio, it's a little bit cold, but somehow, somewhere, I feel so warm. And we have a reason for that, very, very big reason. Because guest for today's show brought something so special, so tasty, so unusual, and just so hot, and has some percentage of alcohol in it. And nobody really, oh, a lot of people tried, but really we want millions and billions of people to know this amazing liquor and drink with us a little bit taste in time of the studio show. But, you know, I feel already excited. I feel already like so much energy in me. I want to dance. I want to be in a club. I want to have my girlfriends to try with me this amazing liquor. The name is
Cuckoo.
Okay. That's a very unusual name. But we'll find out everything about Cuckoo liquor. From owner, in a way founder, because that's like second, third generation of this alcohol, Peter Vrubel.
Hello, everyone. Yes, My name is Peter Vrubel. Nice to talk to you, everybody.
Oh, thank you so much. The most excitement comes from the taste of this alcohol, which we are so lucky because LA Talk Radio probably has no problem for us to taste this alcohol, enjoy this chocolatey, thick, alcoholic beverage.
Yes.
That has like how, 20 something?
20%
of alcohol.
Yes, 40
like,
proof.
I hope everybody, full proof, you're right. Everybody sees that's a tiny sip, but it makes you pretty happy. I'm not saying they put buzz in your head right away, but makes a smile right away. Then I will try one more time. I had the pleasure to try already this alcohol maybe 2-3 years ago, and every year I cannot wait to see you, and we'll talk about this worldwide. But anyway, for right now, to everybody, for the good luck, for the everybody to just fall in love with this great alcohol, that name is Cuckoo. And we are spelling
K-O-O-K-O-O-O, Cuckoo Liqueur.
Just so easy to remember. Just Cuckoo. And trust me, everybody, you can purchase this alcohol and we'll tell you where and how and maybe even how to meet in person, Peter. And just we'll find out all the story behind this great alcohol. For right now, I'm trying again.
It smells so nice too.
You'll be describing everything because this is one of them that you already have. Okay, first let's start to introduce the businessman and owner and founder behind this amazing drink. It's just so good. So good. So, so good. It's thick, but it's not sticky. Mm-hmm. It goes very smooth and it's sweet. Then I'm sure all ladies are going crazy when they try, because ladies like sweets and thick.
A lot of guys go for it too.
But because it really has this cool buzz, the 20% of really pure alcohol gives you the healthy feel to it.
Yes.
Okay. Then We need to tell the story behind this alcohol, and I'm giving you right now time. Peter Vrubel will describe to us when and how this alcohol got made.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me introduce my baby. That's how I call Cuckoo. And this is my family recipe from my grandfather to my father, then to me. My father was making this when I was in Poland a long time ago. And suddenly, being here in San Diego, because I live in San Diego, I just make the chocolate in the kitchen. That was in 2006, and everybody was like, wow, this is amazing. And it was a little bit higher proof. It was like 75, so it was like double what it is right now.
No, you repeat. How strong?
So almost 75 proof.
What?
I know. That was kind of...
That's very strong.
Yes. I mean, my friends did like it. You know, they were very disappointed when I checked.
went down
because I was studying more about the chocolates and you know, got Godivas and Kahluvas or other, you know, from the family of the chocolate. So I decided to just get down, which is perfect. 20% is great balance. It's
It's strong. It's a 20% and chocolate. This really feels strong. Even 70, I can't even imagine.
Yes.
You know, that probably was really, really, after one like that, you went sleep right away.
Oh, not really.
You still have somewhere hidden the 70% bottles of Cuckoo liquor?
Sometimes, yeah, I make in the kitchen the stronger version. Which
for like VIPs in your house?
Yeah, because they like, it's so good. We don't want to drink so often. We just give us a little bit more powerful beverage, which that's, you know, that's my original version.
But I don't let you to go too fast through the history of this alcohol. You are a Polish gentleman. I'm from Poland too, and I'm so proud to have you. And yeah. I need to tell people that Peter will be coming every month once because he's very, very busy. We'll be deciding which Monday he is in Los Angeles doing business because he's everywhere. He's just very, very good promoter and obvious. You know, people want alcohol and want Peter with him to the, in the places that they want to purchase or just have fun with this liquor. Then I'm happy because you'll be also bringing unusual guests, friends of yours that are worth to meet and listen to their life stories who also support this alcohol and everything what you do. Yes?
Yes, of course.
Okay, but let's come back to Peter Vrubel, the young boy who was born not far away from Krakow, or does your grandpa who...
Not far away from Krakow. I was born in Krakow, basically.
Oh, you were almost in Krakow.
I was in Krakow.
In 1900s.
Yes, in 1900s.
Your grandpa?
Yes.
Decided, or just for whatever reason, he made the first Cuckoo liquor, the same name?
Yes.
Cuckoo liquor, okay. And obviously, I'm looking one more time, and this charming bottle is so beautiful. I have some friends who are an artist, painters, and they were talking to me and writing, what a beautiful... And just not even retro feel, but has magical look. This bottle seems like from 1900 or something. You won't like, put in an old piece of furniture, say it's mine, and only for guests that I like. Okay, but look at everybody. It's the most beautiful, beautiful bottle. The blue and the cuckoo bird who does the cool sound cuckoo. We call this cuckooka in Poland, yes?
Yes.
What is in America, bird that does the sound? Do they have cuckoos here?
Yeah, this is a cuckoo bird.
It's still cuckoo bird?
Yes, it spells a little bit different, but a cuckoo bird, you know, that's why I spell K-O-O-K-O-O.
Not Polish way.
Because that's why the bird, it's coming out from the clock. The cuckoo bird is coming out from the clock. It's 5 to 12, it's cuckoo time.
Yes.
That's why it's like cuckoo.
Yes. Well, we probably, a lot of people came from old countries and grandparents had these great clocks on the wall, very magical. And probably we were tiny children remembering the doors open and the little wood made from wood bird comes and cuckoo, cuckoo. It was 12 at night or 6, twice?
Twice.
Still coming twice. Okay.
Half an hour, yeah.
Then your grandpa's name was?
Michał Vrubel.
Tell us something more about him.
I didn't know my grandpa because when I was born, he already died, passed okay. before. So I didn't have the chance to meet him in person, which it's kind of sad.
Yeah.
But my father was telling me a lot of my grandfather and stories and how he...
Who was he? Why he was deciding to... I need to drink. This is so... Oh, no. My gosh. Can I drive after?
Yes, of course. It's okay. Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Yes.
We can drive after. It's
just
so good.
Enjoy every sip of it. It's just like you don't have to... You don't do shots. You just... Mm. It's a sipper.
It's so good. So good. Okay, then you said that grandpa, what was he doing? Why he decided to create alcohol, a liquor?
That time, he not only the chocolate, he was making some other, you know, wines and stuff, mm-hmm. and you know, like homemade stuff. And one of them was chocolate. And then my father, who was always very into the beverages and making wines and stuff, he just pushed this, you know, family recipe to the next level.
Okay.
But never was on the market, just for the family and the closest people.
Ah, okay. Then, is this you who in 2006 decided that this could be not only good business, but is this something that you would like to do as a businessman? In 2006, or you were just creating this alcohol much, much earlier, and in Krakow, probably some part of your families carry on also making of that up?
My father died also a long time ago, so it's, I don't think anybody else it's continuing this, okay. So I'm basically the only one. And I was making this for a few years before I decided to go to the next level and make the transfer for mass production, which wasn't easy because I basically polished this off, the product, with the taste, everything. It's like in my kitchen. And this is first gluten-free, cream-free, no artificial flavors, no synthetic colors, no adding trans fat, only 0.4 gram of fat. And has also the protein, it's 0.6 gram of protein per ounce, which is amazing. You can use this in a, you know, cereal in the morning.
This is like almost health food, because when you go to health food and say gluten-free, has no really fat, like artificial sugars, and it's really dark, amazing chocolate. What type of chocolate are you including?
This is pure Belgium. Dark chocolate, 100% dark, 70% of cacao, perfect balance. It's really, it is so tasty. People don't expect it, what they drink, what they taste. It's like, oh, really? Wow. It's just perfect.
Combination,
yes.
No, I'm sure people who listen right now who will be downloading our show or just listening live over and over, because I'll be posting links from the show. And I know we are live right now. Fed on Facebook, and everybody who watches us right now, hi from Cuckoo Liquor and Peter Vrubel, and his business is really thriving, which he's originally from Poland. I'm very, very proud to have him on Accent On. Just I want people to know how to get in touch with you and where they can buy liquor.
Oh, you can check on my Cuckoo website, which is KOOKOOLIQUEUR.com, and then you can go to our Facebook, social media, Instagram. You can check our recipes. We have a lot of Cuckoo nuts. This is the first drinkable chocolate liqueur. First, you can really enjoy everything what is on the market. It's watery. It's syrupy. It's, you know, not really drinkable, and a lot of, you know, fat and artificial. This one, it is first drinkable, which you enjoy, and also on the top of it, you can do so much. It's so many applications. And our model is, how do you cuckoo?
How do you cuckoo? I know you have great jingle for the show, and I'm hoping next show I will have MP3 of this song, because it's pretty cool. I'm just looking if I can like a little little bit even play.
It's going to be 5 years when we made a jingle.
5 years? Mm. Sounds really hot. Okay, let's see. This will be through of course, microphone. Then maybe the sound will be not so good, but it's so hooky that I will just a little bit. I want the people to hear. Not a perfect sound, but I want to hear with people. All right, let's see. Let's see if we can do it.
Lane Tennessee is singing.
Everybody cuckoo. Cuckoo. You cuckoo. She cuckoo too. She cuckoo. Oh yeah. Everybody cuckoo, yeah. Cuckoo in my mind. Cuckoo in my glass. Cuckoo in my mind. Cuckoo in her glass. Cuckoo in my glass. Cuckoo in my glass. Body over here. Body over here. In my glass, and our glass is a really hooky song. It's only a minute long, but hopefully we'll create a commercial also for you, and we'll be playing when you will be already not with us every month. Hopefully after 6 months we'll be creating the memory of the cuckoo song with, again, links and phone numbers or whatever you will give us, and that people can remember how to find you.
Yes.
Because it's delicious. It's really, really delicious. Okay, Peter, when we hear the song, right away we know that that's a party drink.
Yes.
Yes, then... yes?
Yes, cuckoo has many applications, and it's not only drink by itself. You can mix cocktails. We have great recipes, any flavor of vodkas, martinis. Then signature drinks like coconut, cuckoo coconut, which is with coconut vodka and shaved coconut around.
Oh,
it's just, wow, I'm not really to the drinks, but this is so yummy. And then cuckoo tiramisu, this one, it's
that's
like a
crazy
bomb.
Tiramisu.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then we have chocolate. Could you tell us a little bit about tiramisu? I love tiramisu.
So... cuckoo tiramisu, you mix cuckoo with vanilla vodka, a little bit of Kahlua, and half milk, and you just shake it well, and with ground coffee and the edge of the rim, and then coffee a little bit to the drink.
Oh my God.
It is, tastes like tiramisu, the ground coffee and smell, everything is just like, wow, it's and you make, you know, gluten-free drinks too as well.
Yeah.
Using cuckoo, it's just bomb.
Wow. Everybody can go and check the recipe, a few of recipes, on the website. One more time, the website link is...
cuckooliqueur.com, which is cuckooliqueur.com.
And, of course, on the Facebook, on Accent On and on Ilona Europa, I post links for the website and for Twitter, all of this stuff too. Then everybody can go right away there. And after 45 minutes or maybe 2 hours, we will be having our show available for downloads. And for if somebody doesn't want to download, just you will push the link, another link, and it will be over and over. You can listen, take all information again from us. Please try this liquor. If you try one, you will want every bottle.
You will go cuckoo for Cocoa Puff.
That's what we want. Now then people will say, okay, sounds really good. The bottle is just beautiful. We have a cuckoo bird, a beautiful cuckoo watch. It's unforgettable, a bottle. How much?
Oh, the retail price is around $30, but we have a lot of specials. If you go online right now, if you check us out, we have $10 off as a promotion, so just the shipping, they can ship to your door.
Oh, now we are going to business. But we cannot just let people right away know that so easy is to develop alcohol, because you said you started in 2006, which means it's already 12 years in the making. Then it's a long, long road and it's not easy. And legality and the legal stuff and alcohol stuff and what you can do with it, I know a little bit about, because company that I was working with for many, many years, we were creating wines for celebrities and different champagnes and alcohols also. Then I know that creative part of it is a pleasure, but dealing with legality of alcohol business, no. And then, of course, distribution, and of course, places to keep the alcohol, and the temperature, and sending, and the packaging. Where can you? Mm-hmm. It's just crazy. How you were here in America for many, many years, and I know that you had different business. We need to know you a little bit more, because you are a businessman, you are very well educated doctor. Could you tell us a little bit more about yourself?
I was in dental industry for over 30 years, having dental office and dental laboratory. So basically that was my professional for many, many years. And then when I get hooked in touch with Cuckoo and playing for 7 years, because I'm saying I was pregnant 7 years with Cuckoo.
Wow, that's a long pregnancy, yeah?
That was a long pregnancy. And, to make the transfer for the mass production, to check those recipes, ingredients.
That was focus.
A lot of, I was like pushing, and all my friends, so when is going to be on the market? I'm like, next year. And they're like, you told us that 2 years ago. So it takes time. You just have to be patient to achieve your dreams. And I've been doing this completely for last few years. I get out of dental business and come concentrate on just on Cuckoo. I'm in other states, in the state of Chicago, Illinois, and Detroit, Michigan. I'm opening the other states. So lots of work.
And we were talking on the phone a few months ago, and you were, I think it's a very, very smart idea, because you try to, and you are saturating states after states. And you, obviously, this is a machinery, and in a way, as a owner, a founder, you decide what is the next step. And this is your livelihood, this is your income, and also investment. Because you needed to invest probably a lot of money before you saw income coming back to you.
Oh, of course. It's a lot of marketing money and stuff to be used to promote Cuckoo. And, of course, a lot of events and where you are. That's very important. So I cover lots of charities and events. I help a lot of San Diego community, which they pay me back as great relationships and friendships, and building my business up. I'm getting to more restaurants. The restaurants love it. They have so many applications. You can use Cuckoo on the site for cheesecakes, fruits, ice cream. It's unbelievable.
And this is it's old world alcohol. You know it, because we know a lot of people already tasted everything what world alcohol world can offer. We right away. No, that's this. This is that. This is this. This is something so beautiful, so unusually magical, really, because you feel like you have a chocolate, this one, because everyone is a little bit different, but the pureness of it and the health value of this alcohol is almost scary. We just don't want to say, but it's a healthy drink. You cannot drink too much. And you said $30. Right now you have promotion, $10 off. But that's a pretty heavy bottle.
It is, because it's full of Cuckoo.
Pretty. And
it's glass, yes.
Yes, and it's glass. It's so heavy.
Yeah, it is heavy.
Then I will need to talk, because the creating the bottles and deciding on the look, was this you or you had the people who were?
Oh, that was me. I decided with the shape. It's like a chocolate, piece of chocolate, brown, and then the logo, Cuckoo. I had a great
artist
guy who helped me design everything, which I really appreciate because he's done the job I was expecting, and then putting the cuckoo in the whole scenario with the clock was, it's amazing.
But you know, when we listen to listening to you, Peter, and anybody, everybody wants to make some type of business. We are in America. This is a capitalistic country, and we can create business from nothing, from idea. Then some people just back off very fast. Some people just lose every penny and get nowhere. Some people persistence and will get them to the goal. And some people will be very, very successful. It's not hard to predict that from the really amazing product and already being known on a certain in certain part of America to the full market, this could be tomorrow. You know, it's like, yes, sometimes, will you be able to deliver if somebody wants you right now? Will you be able to deliver a bigger amount of alcohol? And do you want to keep it as
course,
a distribution
I
in your everything in your hands?
Of course, I want to build as high as I can, you know, globally, because I know I have the best product, and Cuckoo is really number one in the world as a taste, as a application, as a nutrition and everything. It's just a matter of time, and it's a lot of games and with distribution and stuff. Who do you have? So this is from the, like, back of the business, which everybody from my liquor business fighting. So it's a lot of rules.
But you don't have competitions too much, because that's a little different. Then, you know, when everybody does wines and all the celebrities are doing wines, and they don't have, most of them don't even have wineries. They just are going and just buying grapes here and there, and they're mixing, matching. Next year you cannot get the same taste because they need to go somewhere else. It's a game. It's a game. Name sells. You are going different route. You don't want to put somebody's name, like X somebody that everybody knows and represents. You really trying to create a brand that is 100% yours and your family, and will stay in the family forever.
Yes.
And
yes,
we can be part of it. The taste of it, again, I'm repeating, is something that everybody will be enjoying. A few years ago, I met you on Polish Film Festival in Los Angeles, Polish Film Festival Los Angeles. And this year is 18th, I think, 18 years. You will be there too.
Of course.
I know that people are coming for opening night, and they're coming to buy a lot of bottles, because people are not only coming to drink and eat amazing Polish food. You are a part of this festival right now. I had a pleasure to have a meeting yesterday at the Culver Hotel with director of Polish Film Festival, our friend also, Władek Juszkiewicz.
Yes.
And he was just telling me how really he appreciates your effort, and that he understands that this is a very good relationship, and he knows how people enjoy your drinks. And this corner where you are there is like cannot be fulfilled by anybody else. And it's thousand of people for opening night is coming and enjoying, you know, every year, this corner with this amazing stuff that you have.
And Władek Juszkiewicz is a great man, so it's a pleasure to work with him. It's always open for promotion.
Yes. Then now people understand that if you have a party, if you have a charitable event, if you have big event, smaller event, how small is the smallest that you think you could come, or people can really...
I do personal touch, so sometimes it's small, but I enjoy, if I'm not booked, I go everywhere. So basically, I'm booked.
Then just people, please, if you have a bigger event in your home, you know,
present the cuckoo, to show to your friends, to people, to big events.
Just any celebration, any celebration that somebody has. And if this is especially charitable event, it's just very, very good. But this is a business, then obviously we want you to make a lot of money, and a lot of people need to try this alcohol. And then whoever, please contact Ilona Europa, Accent On, and of course Peter Wrubel and Cuckoo. Liquor.com, which you have contact there. Do you have a phone number that we can give to people on the air? Better not. Everybody will be calling you at 7 in the morning. I don't have headache, but I want more.
No, you can reach me through the Facebook or website. You know, send me a message. I will respond.
Yes, do you remember the first moment when battle was ready, Kukulikar was already inside of the battle, everything was just ready to go? You have really nice promotional pieces that you, I'm sure you are leaving in people's hands. And then you said, okay, what is the my first big event? Do you remember the first big one?
You know what? Kind of, it was so many events that I don't know which one was the first one.
Oh, yeah, but something that you said, I am making in this business. You know, this is like artist that gets award, and something is moving forward because things are crawling most of the time in a business.
San Diego Zoo Festival.
San Diego Zoo Festival.
Yes.
Anybody who knows somebody in a LA zoo are all Santa Barbara Zoo and has some good events that alcohol like that is allowed. Or then please contact us and any film festivals. Ooh, that's so good because, you know, red carpet and this type of delicious alcohol is very appreciated. Then you said zoo. Why? Because of amount of people, all just ambience. What was so special? San Diego Zoo is
big. Yes. Oh, perfect scenario in the piece of the territory of the zoo and the whole event was so organized, excellent, with great chefs and food and music, and it was just beautiful. And the people, the crowd was awesome.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just thinking because everybody will think this is also like dessert. And then you mentioned we can use this on ice cream or something. Then people who are making ice creams, did you talk to them? Do you? You probably have no time to go to everybody's, you know, great ideas. But really, people who do alcohol, if they can sell additional little tiny bottle that you can pour, like, you know, you know, we need to think about this. Anybody who has a great idea how to pair this amazing taste of cuckoo liquor, great chocolate, like I say, gluten-free, no cream and no artificial any colorings and weirdo stuff.
Yes.
And doesn't give you headache. It's only 20% of alcohol. Please contact Peter Vrubel or go to Accent On. We have all links there. And Cuckoo Liquor has own website. I'm repeating because it's so easy, but
KOOKOOLIQUEUR.com.
Wonderful. I think we will take a little bit, maybe break, and maybe we'll play a little bit. Well, we can play. We like to dance because I know the clubs are going crazy probably, and events in the clubs, I'm sure they're welcoming this type of alcohol. Then maybe something happy peppy. Not sad. We don't want to sad. Okay.
Something will make us cuckoo.
Okay, cuckoo. Eternal Kiss.
Oh. Right. With stolen kiss and pixel speed, your hand in mine forever young. Eyes and lips and body hits your lights and sing forever young. Smiling kiss and pixel speed, your hand in mine forever young. Eyes and lips and body hits eternal kiss, eternal kiss.
Eternal Kiss, Ilona Europa, and Cuckoo Liquor.
Cuckoo!
Yes, Europeans love to dance. We love dance music. Even when some people think that Europeans like to drink hard alcohol, really, you know, we are getting like bye-bye with this ways of life. I think more people want to find something special. Gentle. We are talking 20% of sweet, wonderful, delicious, healthy alcohol or liquor. It's not something that we are plugging as a hard alcohol. No, we are doing a really, really good job, hopefully, to introducing to everybody who listens or watches a Cuckoo Liquor and his founder and owner, Peter Wróbel, who happens to be a Polish gentleman. And always I am very proud of any achievements, Polish people's achievements in America or in the world. And anybody who has a great idea, you're always welcome to contact Ilona Europa and Accent On, and especially when you have a roots from another countries. And I just have four beautiful chairs here, four microphones. We really, really can talk about somebody else's achievements today. We are talking about something very, very special, that holidays are coming up. We have probably list of presents that we need to give to people. Why to not give somebody something that they never tried before? And they will be tasty, just very, very tasty, not too strong, that you can also use on the top of dessert. You can just enjoy tiny, tiny little bit. Sip, because this is not something that you'll be drinking crazy way. You'll be enjoying every little sip.
Yes.
That's what we want. Just enjoy the life and the way of life. Next show, I will bring my beautiful crystal, maybe glass, because it's ambience is very important. I wish we have candles there. I wish we have just a little darker maybe room, because as a woman, I already think, oh, this is like a special occasion. This alcohol is for special occasion, which we have almost every week. Everybody has every week a special occasion.
Yes.
Okay, Peter, you we were talking about you being 30 years in a dentistry business.
Yes.
That's so different from 30 years. You could be, you were probably tired and you did 30 years. That's like a really, really life sentence almost. Mm-hmm. And you were in Chicago, yes?
Yes, I came to Chicago. I was in Chicago for like 12 years before I came to San Diego. I've been in California over 20 years. So all together.
Then when you're still pretty young. I just try to make the math, but seems like you're very young or you're lying. But yes, but you lived your life. Then when you came to America, you were studying here in America?
No, in Poland.
You were studying in Poland?
Yes.
The dentistry? Or
yes, that's
okay. Then you brought all your knowledge and you needed to redo all paperwork here.
Yes.
Then that's what Accent On is about. To just tell that the journey that we are talking about is just not so easy for a lot of people who are coming from outside into this beautiful country. We are looking at you right now as a success story, because you are. But 30 years doing something else, after 30 years switching and deciding that you will take a chance on so big, different business, alcohol business, again, everybody knows, not easy, and investing your own money, because nobody give it to you, saying like, hey,
yes.
Nobody was rich in Poland enough to say, oh, son, please, we have billions of dollars. Just enjoy it, you know. No, and you had probably family. That's where I'm going with this. Family. Was your family petrified when you decided to focus on alcohol making, liquor making, and you said no more what I was doing, I want something new?
My mom wasn't happy at all. She's like, oh my gosh, you're going to be in alcohol business. I'm yeah. like, doesn't mean I'm going to drink, you know, just kind of was.
Mama was in Poland or she was here?
Mama was in Poland, yeah. She died 5 years ago. She saw the bottle before she died, so that was nice. I spent time with her before the last moment she... So, yeah, family was, like, not really, you know, happy for what I'm doing because, like, come on, you already got everything established in your life. Why you do something different? And I was very focused on Cuckoo, and I knew it's my baby, and I know that beautiful product I have I need to introduce to the whole world. That's what I'm doing. And I want to also say that Cuckoo... People asking me, oh, it's made from rum or some other. Most of the chocolate liquors is wine or vodka base. And this is spirits base. Spirits base is neutral grain spirits, like every real type of alcohol, which first distilled, but of course not 200 proof. This is 40 proof. So it's, but that's why it's healthy. That's why it has a kick. We call this also liquid chocolate with a kick.
Okay.
And because it's liquid chocolate, as a kick, it's candy, it's amazing. And I also want to say more about Cuckoo, how you can use. It's great with coffee. Oh, it tastes like hot chocolate. It's amazing. It just depends how chocolatey you want to have your coffee. And, you know, I recommend on Saturdays or Sundays when we call. It's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So also with red wines. I'm a red wine drinker.
Interesting.
Merlot and Cabernet, that's what I... And Shiraz and blends, of course. And it's amazing. Having on the side chilled Cuckoo with red wine, you drink red wine, and it's like, you know, you need palate changer when it's oaky.
Yeah.
It's perfect. Liquid and liquid and chocolate and vino. I've been in a lot of events, chocolate and vino events, and whoever I see with the red wine glass, I'm like, excuse me, you gotta have Cuckoo in the other hand. And believe me, when I drink red wine, I'm like, I miss something. Oh, Cuckoo. It is so good to just
pair these two. I've never heard this before.
You gotta try this with red wines. And for the beer drinkers, it's a great chaser. And Cuckoo is mixable perfectly with like Rumpelmintz or Jameson. When you mix with Jameson, it's carbon shot. So to the stout beers, carbon shot is just amazing. My pool guy, he's a beer drinker. He's like, damn, I like this to have chilled in the fridge. Yeah, it is great chaser, great change palate. And we have very great like banana sundaes, which we call this a little bit different in the club because you have to take this from the bar without the hands. So it's very, very funny. Slice of the banana with the nuts and whipped cream. It's just hilarious.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, it's like heaven in the mouth.
I hope everybody cannot wait to just try and just start ordering because it's no problem to get the order
and
to be sent to them. But if you have locations on your website, I wonder, and we can see where you are located, then a lot of people like Canoga Park is somewhere here in Los Angeles, in some stores. Where they somebody from here, from Los Angeles, lucky people, we are in Sherman Oaks, very close to Calabasas, Malibu, and stuff like that, then maybe people can drive, no big deal, 30 minutes or 5 hours in traffic, depends from the traffic. But yeah, where people can just now drive.
I don't really remember the locations around, but they can request it as well.
Okay.
To the liquor stores or market you're going to, just request the Cuckoo, check us first.
Oh, interesting.
And say, I want to have Cuckoo in the store, and then they're going to...
Order from you and then deliver and somebody
exactly,
can take it.
Make it happen, yes.
Wonderful. Okay, do you have family, like a real family, like
Yes.
Children. I know we spoke about dogs because we want to know a little bit more about you. I know the next week maybe we'll be focusing on each of these different battles with, you know, that today we talk a lot about the chocolate one, El Licor Coco. But, you know, you on a website, you are showing different styles, making, and I know you'll be having guests because we'll be talking some event then in July. Maybe we'll bring some guests. Could you tell us a little bit already, what is this event and why it's so important?
Oh, this is the gala. The people who I want to introduce to, it's people from Los Angeles area. They from the networking group called Kiss the Monkeys.
Kiss the Monkeys?
Yes.
I love monkeys. Mm-hmm. Why Kiss the Monkeys?
Because we all monkeys, you know.
Yeah, in a way. Yes, we are.
So we kiss each other.
Playfully.
Yeah, exactly. It's a big group. They have a lot of people from San Luis area, artists, musicians, actors, you know, from all over the world. Very nice group. It's going to be probably 300-400 people.
What date? Do they have a date already for the events?
Yes, July 21st.
July 21st in Los Angeles?
Yes.
Kiss the Monkey, that's the name for the event?
Kiss the Monkeys, yes.
Anybody can just try to research and just try to be part of it? Or that's the closed VIP, 300 people, that will probably sell out very fast. Or is open to public?
Basically, only it's for the members. But I'm pretty sure if someone wants to be a member, can contact Kiss the Monkeys. And
that's I cannot wait to just...
I want to be a monkey too, and why not?
And you'll be having their full bar with every style of cuckoo liqueur?
Yes, I'm going to make cuckoo strawberry shooters. Oh, you hold out strawberry. It's so amazing. And of course, some mixing drinks. And also, I want to mention that we have competition going on for cuckoo liqueur for chefs and mixologists. So we have a lot of chefs, they mix and cook with cuckoo.
Okay, that is their idea.
Like
what
more or less sauces with margarita tequila. You can brulee with cooking and baking, cupcakes. You can check so much on the Facebook and website as well, cuckoo. So what cuckoo can be used and make with.
And that's, you mentioned, because I saw 2017 that you started this contest, and because you would like to create a book in the end that profits will go to?
Profits go to the children. Yes.
To the children. Is this
Kids for Life.
Kids for Life.
Yes.
Are you attached to this organization for a reason? Or just you came across?
I just want to help. I love to help people. I love to help kids. And I know when cuckoo is going to be bigger, we're going to be more involved with charity and stuff. And just even some percentage goes to people who need it. It's very important.
We should help
each other. We should be tight community. I grew up with old school raised. Yeah. And I respect everyone. And I just love people.
I don't know what to say. I'm just visiting Europe so much, and every time when I come back to America, I miss a little bit Europe. We are living in an amazing country. Everything can happen here, but one thing that is missing is too fast life that people just don't see almost each other as a really somebody that could add something to our lives. We almost trying to not being part of somebody else's lives, thinking that they will bring trouble somehow. Yes. We don't want to get involved. Yes, a lot of people are involved when it comes to charitable events, but I'm talking about the small gatherings. It's just very hard to put together a group of people who will just do everything to say, I cannot, not this Sunday, not this Saturday, not this Tuesday. Come on! Europe, we don't have this problem. It's still just, you knock to the door or just butt into somebody's house and, hey, here I am. And they're like, oh my gosh, I didn't see you for 2 days. Hell, welcome back, you know. I would love America to be more friendly. Somebody told me that many, many years ago, America was not like that, like it's right now. That something really is changing. The people are more stranger to each other. Even when we think we are closer, we really are not. But where I'm going with this beautiful message that, yeah, not that alcohol is helping, but this type of alcohol, which is not really, really heavy alcohol, this is something that will just bring the moment, special moment, to different level, because it's just sweet and gentle.
It's love, it's aphrodisiac.
Oh, Afro-Kai, I'm not going there, but that's really for everybody, probably. We want that. And yeah, it's true. Chocolate.
Yes.
Then at least 20% is not very, very strong, but has a kick. Oh. And you need to trust Peter.
Chocolate in your palate goes up and down to your stomach with the spirits, the warming you up, all your body goes to all cells. It's just like, you crave another sip.
Yeah.
It's dangerous.
And he calls sip.
Dangerous, because like, wow, it's dangerous. I'm going to drink a whole bottle.
Yeah, no.
It's just like, you
know, I don't think so. You can drink a lot. You don't want to, because if you'll be doing this all the time, there will be not any more very, very special. You want to have this in your home.
Mm-hmm.
Because every time when you feel like at night, tiny little something, like you mentioned, to your coffee, to your dessert, to take a little sip or just enjoy the evening and just relax, you know that we are drinking pure chocolate with no creams, no sugar added, not artificial coloring or something. And we have alcohol based on spirits.
Sugars, but not much sugar. It's mostly chocolate.
And we are talking spiritus, which I don't know if people understand the difference between clear alcohol, the good alcohol style, and that these things is made of. And probably doesn't give you a headache.
No, it's no headaches, and it's good for hangover. If someone has a hangover, to have a little chocolate in the next day when you have a hangover makes you warm your body up and you will feel excellent. And drinking cuckoo, it's no hangover, it's pure chocolate and the best spirits. You just feel amazing.
You know, for right now, I still, last time, but for this month, because we'll see you next month with your guest, we'll be talking more about kissing the monkeys. And of course, we'll be talking more about different alcohols that you are producing, or cocoa liquor styles. And then please, if you feel like you would like to try it, it's really, really good. It's really good. Please go to the website, find a contact through the Facebook with Peter Rubel and Cocoa Liqueur,
KOOKOOLIQUEUR.
Liqueur.com. Contact Lisa there. Just try it. You know, right now, $20, you said?
Yes.
$20, not 30. And this will stay with you for a long time, but probably you would like to order every bottle that you have. How many bottles? How many type of alcohol? Like the strawberry one, when you do strawberry, is it packaged?
No, it's only one flavor, but you can do a lot of with strawberry, mixed drinks, and any flavor. Vodka,
and banana, and a cocoa. We really need to learn a little bit more, and we'll be having, you'll be giving us lessons.
Of course.
That's what we'll be doing. For right now, Accent On, I'm hoping people enjoy the most tasty segment of Accent On for many, many years. We are here almost 7 years. I never had this type of guest with us. I never had sampling on anything, on the air. And I will say it's just really delicious. It's tiny little, wonderful, old world taste that you cannot find here. But you will be maybe first to know and first to tell to your friends that this is something that everybody needs to just try it and have in the home, you know,
it's cuckoo
in cabinet.
Time.
It's a cuckoo time. That's
cool. You gotta have it. How do you cuckoo?
How do you cuckoo? Ooh. Okay, everybody's cuckoo. Right now, thank you, Peter Rubel.
So
I will see you next month. We'll announce the time when you'll be here with your friends.
Thank you, Donna. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Thank you. Bye bye.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa. Right here on LA Talk Radio.